This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Goldman Sachs has put out an analysis report which estimates that President Trump will win re-election in 2020. A better than even chance of him accomplishing that. And this is based on, according to their analysis, the fact that Trump is riding high on a lot of good economic news. Unemployment has hit record lows. People appear to be doing well. You know, a lot of companies are having record stock levels and things like that. Now, you and I know that a lot of the stock market is vaporware. We know that the stock values have been buoyed by stock buybacks among the top corporations. We know that quantitative easing pumped up the stock prices. We know that the system is rigged, and we know that the vast majority of stocks are not doing that well. It's just a few stocks, really, just a few dozen, that represent the vast majority of increases in stock market valuation. But the purpose of this podcast here is to help you prepare for what I believe may be coming when Trump wins re-election in 2020. Now, just a bit of a background on all this. I've long believed, and I've stated so publicly, that the left, you know, the anti-Trump, hysterical, deranged, lunatic left, is a ticking time bomb, just ready to go off at any moment. I talked about previously how they tried to, there were groups that tried to wield chemical weapon attacks against buildings following the 2016 election. They were arrested and prosecuted, by the way. Those were pro-Obama, pro-Clinton people. And I've also talked about how the radical left, the Antifa groups, the George Soros-funded groups, and so on, they have frequently talked about trying to carry out a revolution like a communist, you know, China-style cultural revolution, where they would sweep across the country and they would kill everybody who's a Trump supporter, and they would take over the White House, and they would install their president as the new authoritarian leader, and they would basically enact everything that they want, which is a complete censorship of anyone who loves America. They would ban the American flag. They would open the borders. They would basically even declare America to be over. I mean, they don't even like America to exist as a country. It's all kinds of craziness that they would carry out, and lots of criminality. They are still in that place. It's important for you to know that we're still just one trigger event away from the radical left going insane and trying to carry out an armed coup, a massacre. Maybe even you could call it genocide. And now they're openly talking about how all white people are bad. The media, like ABC, has been running TV programming that says it's okay to attack white people with violence, that it's okay in their minds to kill white people. I mean, they're declaring war on whites. In fact, I was talking to one of my writers today, and I said, you know, you really need to do a story that talks about why all white people need to carry firearms at this point, just because the fact that the media is whipping up all these deranged leftists to attack white people for being white. And remember, these are the Democrats who call themselves, you know, tolerant and pro-diversity. And they claim you shouldn't judge people by the color of their skin, but that's exactly what they do when they call for violence against people for being white. But my point is that we're only one trigger event away from something huge happening here. And if that trigger event does not take place before the 2020 election, then it's almost certain that Trump's victory in 2020 would be the trigger that sets that off. Because I think that, you know, the media has driven leftists insane. They have reached the point of insanity. We're talking about mass mental illness across the population. That's what these deranged left-wing people, they've become. They've almost been brainwashed into it by just media lies, and people like Rachel Maddow and MSNBC just told them for 2 years that Robert Mueller was going to get Trump, that Trump had colluded with the Russians and he was going to go to prison and he was going to be impeached. And Mad Maxine has been out there pushing that as well, and many others, Adam Schiff, and so on. And when that whole thing fell apart because it was all fraudulent and fake to begin with, a lot of leftists went truly insane. They snapped. They lost their minds. And these are the people who run around the streets attacking people for wearing a MAGA hat. You know, they literally physically attack people who are wearing a hat. And they hate people for being white, even though a lot of these people are themselves white. So they hate themselves, and they hate their country, and they hate their president, and they hate everything. They're just seething with hate. They want to destroy everything in the world around them. This is who they are. Well, these people are going to lose it when Trump wins re-election. They're going to lose it. And I wouldn't be surprised to see an attempted political coup following the 2020 election. Wouldn't be surprised at all. And when I say political coup, I mean like masses, like people in the streets, mass protests, you know, people bombing government buildings, as I've said before, people just trying to murder Christians and murder white people and murder Trump supporters, and they just want to massacre anybody who owns a gun. Of course, they'll use guns to carry out their massacre because they believe that they should own guns, but you shouldn't. Not conservatives. Not people who are law-abiding citizens who love their country. Those are bad people, according to the left. However, I don't think their attempted coup will succeed. I think it will be met with fierce, fierce resistance by the citizens. In fact, I'm changing my prediction. Well, I should say I'm updating my Civil War prediction now because times have changed, circumstances have changed. If Civil War II gets initiated, it's going to be ended very quickly, because I believe we've reached the point where armed American citizens will rise up in defense of their nation. They will take to the streets and they will engage and they will terminate the anti-American forces, the domestic enemies, the traitors. So if Antifa rises up, let's say in Los Angeles, and they start trying to kill a bunch of people in Los Angeles, I think you're going to see law-abiding Californians, gun-owning Californians, conservative Californians rising up and literally engaging and shooting these Antifa people. Now, the police might be involved, but there aren't enough police to really be much of a force in this kind of a scenario. It's going to be the people. And I think a similar thing might happen in Oregon. You have all these deranged radical leftists in places like Portland. And if they start going insane after the 2020 election and they start protesting and they start smashing windows and burning buildings and endangering the lives of people, I kind of have a feeling that a lot of the armed citizens of Oregon are just going to just meet those terrorists and take them out. Take them out in the cities. Take them out in their homes. Why do you think Antifa people wear masks and hide their identities? Because they probably know that when the time comes, there are a lot of citizens, a lot of patriots in America who will just go to those people's homes and take them out, especially if one of these Antifa people kills a cop. If they kill a cop, or they kill a border agent, or they kill, I don't know, you know, an ICE person or a soldier or something like that. Do you realize what the response is going to be? I'm talking about the response of, you know, the militia, oath keepers, just armed citizens, military veterans, off-duty cops. They have no illusions about this. They will go door to door to the doors, to the homes of these Antifa people, and they will take them out quite efficiently, by the way. Won't even take long. Now, an interesting legal note comes out of recent news in Texas. Do you recall that there was a biker shootout in Texas? It was like 2 years ago, maybe, something in that time frame. I think it was near Waco, Texas. Maybe it was, you know what, for some reason I'm thinking it might have been Arizona, but anyway, Texas or Arizona, let's say. It was a biker shootout. I think it's Texas. And in this biker shootout, with two biker gangs opened fire on each other. There were dozens of men there. They were hanging out in a restaurant. There was some disagreement, argument. I don't know, somebody wasn't paying the right amount of tribute to somebody else. And they had a shootout. I mean, an old-fashioned shootout. Everybody was carrying, everybody opened fire. And there were, I think, 3 people killed and I don't know how many injured. Seems like it was quite a few. And there were many arrests. But guess what? All the charges were dropped. All the charges were dropped. That happened recently, actually. So there was a shootout. This is 2 biker gangs having their own little civil war. People got killed. Some people shot other people. Some people got injured and not killed. Lots of people got arrested. Cops showed up, made lots of arrests. They reviewed all the video footage. And we saw some of that footage too. And at the end of the day, nobody was charged with a crime. Now, I ask you, extrapolate that to a civil war kind of scenario. Imagine left-wing lunatics like Antifa running loose in Portland, and they're setting fire to buildings, smashing up cars, and you have a group of 50 patriots with AR-15 rifles just come in and just clean them out, just shut them down, take them out. Would there be charges against those people? I don't know. But it seems like the city should thank the patriots in a scenario like that. Because if you're cleaning up society of the scum, the terrorist element in our society, which is, you know, these Antifa people, these radical leftists, and you're putting them down and cleaning them out and protecting property, protecting the city, protecting police even, and helping to defend the rule of law by stopping those who are lawless when it's out of control beyond what the police can handle, if you are assisting in that effort, seems like you should be given an award, like a medal or something. Keys to the city. I can't give you legal advice on this, and obviously I always encourage people to uphold the law, but more important than upholding the law is to uphold the rule of law. And sometimes that means you got to go Western on these people who have destroyed the rule of law, who are carrying out violence, who are threatening your city, who are burning down properties, who are threatening police. Maybe they've killed a cop already. They hate the cops. They're always trying to execute cops. Sometimes you got to engage them. And that is the most ethical thing that you can do. Now, Portland is so corrupt. It's got so many leftists there running it. They would probably try to level charges against individuals. So if you one day have to engage in such activity, you might want to think twice about it. You might want to have a damn good lawyer. you might want to not show your face. I don't know. You got to make your own choice about it. I don't advocate violence against anyone, but I do advocate defending your country, defending your city, defending law enforcement. And when these things happen, the second civil war, if it breaks out, I think that it's going to be very short now. That's my update. I think it's going to be put down very quickly. So I'm no longer concerned, because the reason I think this is because I just think the citizens of America have had enough. And we saw this recently when when California banned gun magazines. And then there was a lawsuit that challenged that ban. And the magazine ban was rescinded for 1 week. And during that week, the citizens of California ordered, purchased 1 million gun magazines, like 30-round AR-15 mags and higher capacity pistol magazines, which I consider standard capacity, like 15 rounds, 21 rounds, what have you. But there were over 1 million magazines shipped to California. That tells me that the people of California are not planning on surrendering their guns to tyrants. I mean, get a clue, right? Why would you order 1 million magazines if you plan to just turn them all in to the government? I think the citizens of California are arming up. That's what I think. And I think the citizens of Oregon are arming up. And I think that there's a sense of knowing all across America that they know there's a civil war coming. And if the pro-American forces are unleashed even for 1 week, they decide to just arrest all the tyrants, end the treason, put down the domestic enemies and the terrorists like Antifa? I think it's over in a matter of days. It's over. And I think the American people are very close to that. The deep state is out of control. The deranged lunatic left has been pushing lies on the media for years, creating this violence among left-wing Democrats. Their calls for now committing violence against people for being white are just absurd, outlandish, and slightly horrifying. Their embracing of communism and socialism, how they want America overrun, they don't want borders, they want to allow illegals to come in and overthrow the country. All these things and many more have, I think, awakened the American patriots, the good men and women all across this country who have paid their taxes, who've worked at their jobs or their farms. They follow the law. They bought their guns legally. They voted for Trump. And I think they're just about fed up. I think they're just about ready to take out the enemies of America. So in my estimation, we're probably just one trigger point away from that happening. And we can't know what that trigger will be. We can't know when exactly it will happen, but it seems likely that the 2020 election could be a trigger point. Another potential trigger point could be an assassination, either successful or unsuccessful, against President Trump himself. I think that would trigger the patriots to come out and decide to take action to defend their nation. There could also be false flag attacks carried out by Obama's deep state, which still has quite a very powerful contingent inside the State Department, the FBI, and even the DOJ. If they carry out a false flag operation, let's say they nuke a U.S. city, or they have a dirty bomb that they set off somewhere, they carry out multiple mass shootings on a grand scale, you know, that could change the narrative, and that could cause a lot of political chaos. And I think that if Democrats try to push nationwide gun control, I think eventually they're going to trigger American patriots, law-abiding citizens, to rise up and to invoke the powers that have been granted to them under the Second Amendment, under the United States Constitution and its Bill of Rights, in which our founding fathers gave we the people permission to shoot tyrants. That is what the Second Amendment actually calls for, is shooting tyrants, not shooting deer. It's about stopping lawless authoritarian regimes from taking away your liberties. That's what the Second Amendment is all about. Now, it doesn't mean you should run around and just find a tyrant and shoot them. It means that if the government tries to take away your liberties and the government becomes the enemy of the people, or some anti-government force becomes the enemy of the people, as we're seeing today, then the American people have the constitutionally protected right to use firearms to defend their nation against domestic enemies as well as foreign enemies. That's what it means. And if domestic enemies are tyrants, if they are lawless authoritarians, corrupt beyond any imagining, and they are violating the law and they are trying to take away your rights, as is happening in California and happening in Oregon and happening in many states, then the Second Amendment grants the American people very specific rights to defend their republic using available means. And that's not even debatable. It's openly talked about in the Constitution itself. Let's hope it doesn't come to that. Let's hope the radical left might come to their senses and stop their activities before they push people across the line. We'll see. There's a lot of radical lunatics on the left, and the American people have the right to defend their nation and to defend themselves and to defend their communities. So I expect to see some of that probably getting triggered here in the next couple of years. We'll see. We'll see what happens. But read my website, civilwar.news. Stay informed. Thank you for listening. This is Mike Adams here. Be safe, and God bless America. Almost no one tests their products for glyphosate, but we do at the Health Ranger store. We test for glyphosate for every incoming production lot and finished production batch of products, and we put those symbols right on our website so you know it's been glyphosate tested using an ISO-accredited in-house laboratory, triple quad mass spec instrumentation, sensitive down below one part per billion. We test and confirm that everything is safe and pure and authentic so that you can trust our products to protect your health. HealthRangerStore.com, over 700 products for healthy living and healthy home. Lab tested, heavy metals, glyphosate, microbiology, and much more. Check it all out at HealthRangerStore.com.